The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Sports. Sports.
Sports.
Sports.
So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Oh, yeah. And a lot of other stuff. We'll just figure it out as we go. Let's do this. It's a Tuesday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Tuesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart, Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like, send a message. Aaron will read it. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. Although, if you're going to be typical Tuesday texter, don't bother today. I'm just not going to read them. I'll read the good ones. So, like, if you're a hypocrite guy or... you suck, guy, or you're awful, Y-O-U-R, don't bother today. You'll be wasting your time. And then the Twitch channel, which has become very popular, where you get to hear everything unfiltered, and you get to hear us on the breaks. So
that's the big prize.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of the times on the break, I'm just like, I'm very boring sometimes on the breaks.
Yeah, and then there's also times where I have to watch myself because I might say something like, man, that Aaron really sucks, or something like
that.
Yeah,
I know. I'd say that all the time, but I always say it to his face. You say it behind his back.
Yeah, so I make sure he's not listening. But what's going on, man?
You know, sports and stuff, man. What's going on with you?
The same. First off, all-day hockey is the best invention ever. I mean, I'm going to say better than the wheel, better than the internet, better than sex. I am just loving this all-day hockey.
Okay.
Let's start with that. That's about it.
I've watched zero hockey so far.
No, your Preds are winning right now.
Oh, well, that's good news.
And I might be a little distracted because...
Is that 4-0?
That is 4-0, yes.
Well, there's not much to be distracted by, is there then?
No, but, well, the real game starts next.
Oh, the real game.
Yes.
Is that the... are they now the Arizona Coyotes?
Yeah, they've been the Arizona Coyotes since...
Did they start out the Phoenix Coyotes?
They were Phoenix at one time, and then they became Arizona because they moved to Glendale, essentially.
Why doesn't Phoenix just gather in and, like, say, what is it, Phoenix, Glendale, and what's the other
Scottsdale.
One?
Scottsdale.
All just say, listen, we're just all going
to... Mesa there. And
let's just all be Phoenix. It's confusing.
Well, it's kind of like...
It's like Dallas-Fort Worth, Arlington. Like, they're all bitching and fighting over whose city limits the stadium is in. But can we just say Phoenix area? Like,
well,
I know Glendale wants to get on the map, and they want to be bigger, blah, blah. Listen, Phoenix was the big one first. Like... There's only one city in Phoenix now, all right? Or in Arizona, it's Phoenix.
It is that is kind of an interesting setup there with Glendale and all those places. And because downtown's not really much.
Right.
And I think, but yeah, I'm with you. Just make it easy.
I mean, if they're all within like a few miles of each other, let's just go with it, all right? All right, come on. Now, like Flagstaff... Okay, that's up the road a little bit. Well, you can have your own place. Tucson, that's down the road a little bit. But all that stuff, Scottsdale, Tempe, Phoenix, Mesa, Chandler, all of you, you're Phoenix.
Flagstaff.
Right? Yeah,
just make the whole state Phoenix.
Yeah.
That would work.
I think Flagstaff is far away.
Oh, well. Couple of things.
I don't know a lot about Arizona geography other than it's very frustrating when you go and... They're like, oh no, it's not in Phoenix. It's in Scottsdale. And you're like, oh well, isn't like, so to us? Like, if I said, did they just score two goals in like a matter of seconds?
Yeah, I think they did.
How the hell did that happen? but if I say, or you know, where's your show out of? And they say, oh well, we're in Houston. Oh, can I hear it in the Woodlands? Yeah, that's also Houston. That's Greater Houston area.
What about Kingwood?
Greater Houston area.
Humble.
Greater Houston area.
Katy.
Greater Houston area.
In honor of Aaron, League City and Webster. Clear Lake.
That's stretching it. It's stretching it.
Actually, but the county goes all the way to League City. I think it's...
Clear Creek is the divider.
Okay.
Does 99 run through that area yet?
No, not yet.
Okay. Where's it going to cross over at?
From what I saw where it's proposed, like way further south than I am. Like,
okay.
All the way down where we'll have to consider it. Highway 6 meets...
Because I got to tell you, if you're outside of 99, you're not Houston area anymore. You're out.
Yes, yeah.
That's the rule.
So, but that sounds like that's going to mean Lamarck and Dickinson and all those places.
Actually, although it's funny, think about that. Like Dickinson seems really far away from Houston. Tomball's outside of 99.
Yeah, but Tomball feels more Houston.
It feels more Houston because I mean Tomball is like.
Although I grew up down there, so it's not to me. It's not that far.
I guess. Yeah.
But it
feels. Is Baytown Houston area?
I think we'd have to ask the Baytown Badass about that.
Hey, man. I don't know what he would say. I don't know how he feels about it. I think I'm born and raised here, even though he's from Baytown. He's I'm born and raised in Houston.
And he drinks Arkansas milk.
Well, he wishes he wouldn't have had this crummy Texas milk. That's why he's so badass now. He found that Arkansas milk, Coleman milk. Anyway, back to the point. Peoria, Glendale, Scottsdale, Tempe, Chandler, Gilbert, Goodyear. You're all Phoenix, okay? You're Phoenix.
Yeah, you're part of the greater Phoenix area.
Yes.
But
stop being difficult.
Yeah, well, 4-2, your Predators win. So if you're looking for a future bet, I might throw a few bucks at Jake Asman's Islanders. They look really, really good so far. A couple things. Eric Sandler sent me a text before the show, said when I picked up pizza and a beer at St. Arnold, the guy who brought it to me asked if I'm the same Eric Sandler that goes on the Blitz with Fred and AJ. He listens every day.
Hey!
So shout out to guy at St. Arnold who brought Eric his pizza and beer. Thanks for listening.
Well, I mean, more shout out if he would have brought us pizza and beer.
No, but we didn't order it. Eric ordered it and went and picked it up. And you
it
know.
Always works out that way, huh?
Yeah.
You get food that you order. I've always wondered about that.
And I gave the people two horses today at Lone Star. One of them scratched, so that didn't count. The other one wins.
Okay.
So did that on Twitter, and you know, kind of my part of my deal is I have to tweet out a few picks every now and then. And there you go. Tweeted it out, and you got $8.40 for your $2 bet.
Hey.
So there.
I don't know where I'm from, but that's where you're from. But that's like over 4-1.
Well, it's a profit, is what I like to call it. But if you guys are looking for something kind of cool to mess around with, we started doing these. I think I told you about these. We ordered these unsolved case files where they send you like a full case.
Yeah.
And they're not cheap. They're like $30. But, I mean, they've got like, you know, high quality pictures and all this stuff. So it's obviously a lot of work went into it. And so we did the second one last night. I think there's only four. The others are in the mail. But solved it in 2 hours.
Oh, well, look at you. What a smart.
Watching a lot of Law and Order really pays off on these things.
So it's finally, you've been working your whole life for this, really.
Yeah.
The day's finally coming.
But it's a lot of fun. It's and it's a good way to spend an evening where you're not just watching TV all night. And, the one last night was a little bit cheesy. But it's funny, on both of them, I've like nailed the killer based on their interview, and it's just a matter of how you find them. And I was right again. But no, it's...
Is your wife annoyed that you're always right?
She was mad because there's three steps you have to get, right?
And you found it in like step one?
Well, no, I mean, I knew who it was, but you still have to go through all the evidence.
Yeah, you have to figure out where they did it and what they used, like the game of Clue.
Well, unfortunately, yeah, you have to have to go through the process before you can arrest them.
You have to have this thing called evidence.
Yeah, yeah. You have to be able to prove your case.
You can't just have a gut feeling like in the movies.
Beyond a reasonable doubt. Okay. Yeah. But the first one we did, she solved the first two steps, and I got the last one. Last night, I got all three.
Oh, is she feeling very inadequate?
She was okay. It just it didn't, you know, it was kind of jumping out at me. Because once I knew who it was a matter of, okay, I just got to find.
You got to find some DNA or something?
Yeah, stuff like that. But, but it's a lot of fun, and I think it's, like I said, unsolvedcasefiles.com is where they are if you guys are interested.
Just are you sure this just isn't the game of Clue?
It's a little deeper than that because, you know, like I said, you've got witness statements, you've got all kinds of stuff like that, and you have to just like the first one we did, they tell you the guy is innocent. You have to prove his innocence first.
Okay.
Then you do that. Then you go after the real killer. This one, there were five suspects, and you had to go through and figure out which one it really was. So, but it's if you're into that kind of thing, it's like I said, it's a nice way to pass an evening.
There's no racial profiling?
Oh, of course there is. The first one.
Oh.
The first one, the guy who was found guilty initially and placed in jail for 20 years. Black homeless guy.
Of course.
All the other ones were not black. Mm-hmm. So what happens? He gets arrested and goes to jail for 20 years for a crime he didn't commit.
Turns out it wasn't him.
Nope, it wasn't. Which I was
it
able
was to, Colonel Mustard.
I was able to prove who it was.
Oh, you've got to do that? That sounds like a lot of work.
Well, no, it is a lot of work, but it's... You know,
have you ever seen that movie Just Mercy?
No.
Well, you should watch it. That's actually a very good movie, but it is difficult work. To get people convicted wrongly to get them off death row. It's very difficult work.
Well, this one there it was pretty easy actually. It was shoddy police work.
You need to.
I just got on Twitch and
look
of course
at Fred. Look what he does.
Well, again. You know what? I was watching videos today of
Pornhub.com.
No, it was just there was a couple like there was one on Twitter where some guy slapped a dude. You probably saw that one.
What happened?
Some guy was yelling at about some girl in there, and then he slaps the guy and walks off. And that was right after the guy says, "You're on video." So I was watching that.
I want to see that.
And
I like seeing men get slapped in the face.
Yeah, well, I always
so demeaning.
And then plus, I was kind of watching some videos about that explosion in Beirut.
That's crazy. Yeah. I want to know what happened with that.
Yeah, that's I'm really curious because I don't know if it was a ship that exploded or what. But that was, I mean, and they're talking about, oh, well, there's at least 25 dead. I'm going to be a few more than that.
Yeah, that ain't good.
Yeah. All right. We are going to take a very quick break. Please don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
All right, guys, got to tell you about my good friends over at TGS Insurance again. And you might be thinking, well, I don't know. Who cares what about home insurance? It's not a fun thing that you've got to pay, but you got to pay it. And if you're going to pay it anyway, why not make sure you're not overpaying it? Because, like you said, it's not fun. And I found out I was overpaying. And to be honest, it kind of pissed me off. I was like, what? This is like what I was supposed to be paying this whole time? Yeah. And it was over $1,000 a year extra I'd been giving that I didn't need to. And TGS made it so simple. They'd said, okay, we'll call your old insurance company. We'll get you refunded on that policy, and we're going to start saving you money today. Great. So simple. All you got to do is text the word money to 232323. They'll reply back and say, hey, what's your address? You send that back, and boom, you're in business because they've already shopped all the prices all over the area. They know what you can be saving, and they're going to save you money. One more time, text the word money to 232323. Start saving today with TGS Insurance.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Ed Orgeron today at 5 o'clock.
That is the game plan, sir.
And Eric Warner today?
That is also the game plan.
Cool. So are we not doing Jerome today?
I think we are not going to have Jerome today. We're going to try and rebook him for tomorrow.
Okay. He is good for tomorrow because it actually works better with his schedule.
Perfect.
He's actually working now?
Well, yeah. He's the working man. Everyone knows that.
Okay.
So let's pull back the curtain a bit, and I'll explain why I was frazzled in the first segment. I was frazzled because I was in there waiting on a call from Keyshawn Johnson. And I was supposed to record an interview with him today. A lot of you may know Keyshawn Johnson is one of the guys who will be hosting the new morning show on ESPN radio. And we carry the first couple hours of said show. So you'll if you want to hear that show, you'd hear it from 5 to 7, where you used to hear Mike and Mike. And then eventually you heard Mike Golic and Wingo. And now it's going to be... what are they calling it? Keyshawn, Jay, and Zubin? I don't know. I don't know if that's what they're going to stick with, but it's the new morning show on ESPN Radio. And I'm going to record with him to promote the show. And waiting. Nothing's happening. And then finally I go out and I ask Aaron and Tyler, hey, what's going on with the phone in here? And they're like, I don't know. And Keyshawn Johnson, now he's texting me saying, hey, I'm calling. What's up? Where are you at? And I'm like, I don't know. Let me ask the engineer. And it turns out that phone in there is just dead. So the number I gave Keyshawn to record on is just dead. So it's all good. We're gonna reschedule it. But I'm just gonna have to figure out a better number to give him. If only I wish we need the technology where I can just record it on my phone, because like I can record. If I was face-to-face with him, I can use my phone as, like, a microphone.
Right, right, but, as we've done before it when we're at Super Bowl and things like that.
Although I guess having that technology would probably get a lot of people in trouble, having the ability to just press record and then record an entire conversation on your phone. Maybe that's not a good idea.
Yeah, that'd probably lead to divorce.
Yeah, the government be after Aaron.
I mean, if he wants to do it, like, via Skype or FaceTime or something like that, I can set it up. I can bring up a bunch of equipment and set it up tomorrow.
No, I don't want to do that. I want to do it on the phone, like an old person. Aaron, this is one thing that frustrates me about you, is you always want to bring in new technology. I just want things to be simple, all right? This is what I like, simple stuff. How about Keyshawn, you call and we'll record it. And then I would email you the file of our recording and then you'd play it and that would be that. I like things to be simple.
But the new technology helps it sound clearer.
Yeah, but you know what also, you know what sounds, and maybe it does sound clearer. You know what sounds douchey? Hey, Keyshawn, instead of doing this interview on the phone, can we FaceTime? I don't like that.
I mean, that's what ESPN's got set up for all their hits anyways right now.
Because
they don't have in-studio guests and stuff.
I don't want to be like that. That's not me. I'm a simple man, Aaron, with a simple plan. And the plan is... talk to Keyshawn Johnson on the phone, and that plan failed miserably. So we'll figure something out along the way. But eventually we'll hear from Keyshawn. You heard and you know what? If you want to know about the new morning show, Jay Williams was on with the press box today. So go back and listen to their podcast from today. Of course, wait till after our show ends, because I mean, let's face it, you don't want to go listen to that show right now while we're on. That would be ridiculous. But do take the time, go back, listen to that interview. They talked to him about some good stuff, interesting stuff, and talked about the show.
I've already had three people text me and say phone recording apps are a thing, and because they just went through a divorce.
Oh, well, that's how you know.
Three different texters from three different numbers.
Jeez.
Well, you know, that's...
I guess you find out about it when you get divorced. That's when you find out that...
Yeah, I'm going to have to make sure I...
Or you probably find out about it right before you get divorced.
Yeah. By the way, I'm going to record you on this. That sounds hideous. Well, so you could do that. But a lot of love for Josh's show today on the text line. This is one day I didn't actually get to listen, but everybody said it was really funny today.
Well, there you go. Josh is a funny guy.
I was listening to hockey. I can't get over my hockey bug right now. Not really betting on him. I came real close to betting the Blue Jackets tonight.
Betting against your own people?
Yes, against my own people.
That's unlike you.
Well, I've kind of come around on this, and I think RJ made me come around on it because I bet a lot of UH basketball the last couple of years because I know that team. And I can be objective about it. If I can be objective, I know more about them than I do other teams, right? So I should have a better feel for them. And I'm kind of that way with the Leafs. I feel like I know more about them. So if I step back and look at it and say, okay, what do I think is going to happen? I I feel like I'll have a higher percentage of wins on teams I actually know. So I've kind of come around on that. But, you know, I couldn't pull the trigger, though, just because I think I need one more day to get a feel for how these games are going.
Okay.
And then I should be in a better spot. So.
See, like me, I just don't care about any teams, and it makes it really easy to be objective. Like, if you have no emotional attachment to anyone,
yeah,
it's a lot easier.
Yeah, but I mean, and as much as I follow hockey, I follow all the teams, but I know a hell of a lot more about the Maple Leafs than I do any other team.
Creighton and Braddock were talking about me yesterday on the show about how mostly it was Creighton, I think, was, like, frustrated that, you know, I was saying about the Rockets that the Rockets are like your wife who keeps cheating on you every year, and then every year you think it's going to be different, and every year the same thing happens. And the Rockets, every year people are like, oh, they're a real contender this year, and every year they find a way to screw you over. And I told those guys, listen, I mean, until it happens, I'm not interested. I'm not buying into them. And Creighton was like, well, hit the whole fun of being a sports fan is like, having that, it's like the magic of having hope. There's always next year. And I don't have any of that. I don't have any, like, there's no heart of sports for me. All I care about is, like, logic and likelihoods and probabilities. That's all I care about.
Gambling has changed you. There's no question.
It has, but I also think, like, that whole spirit of sports thing, I think that really did get damaged by me being a Buffalo Bills fan when I was a kid, because when your team goes to the Super Bowl 4 years in a row, I mean, the odds are you're going to get one of them. And it was a good team.
That was a great team.
But
they should have beat the Giants. That was the one that
right.
they
Well, not only won. Did they not win one, every year it got worse. Like, they got their asses whipped worse in the Super Bowl. So it went from, like, a 1-point loss to a 5-touchdown loss by the time that whole run was over, or 1-point loss to a 5-touchdown loss. It's not fun. So I just have decided, you know what? I don't need to, I don't need love of the game. I don't need any of that. I care about who's going to win and lose. And I don't, like, whatever that result may be, unless I have a financial interest in it, I just don't care.
Yeah, I heard the conversation, and it was interesting to hear you guys coming from completely different perspectives on it. I kind of fall somewhere in the middle, because I'd like to see the Rockets do well. And the one thing I would say to you is, at some point, there's a first time.
It was 1994. I remember it well.
No. But how many years were the Chiefs close before they finally won a Super Bowl? How many years were the Raptors every year having one of the best records in the league? They finally win one. And at some point, things will fall your way. The Astros finally won a World Series.
You know what?
Bang, bang, bang. And, yeah, and I mean, it does happen. And at some point, yes, the Rockets might get over the hump. And maybe in this situation, maybe this is the year. And so, yeah, I'm falling into the, okay, the wife's not going to do it again thing.
Well, here's my opinion on it. Like, so for Jason Braddock and Patrick Creighton, if the Rockets do win the championship, they're going to be like, oh, this is the best. I told everyone, finally this happened. And if they win or if they don't win, I won't care either way. The only reason I care about it is because it's a different discussion on our show. Like, but my emotional attachment to it is zero. And I don't know. Like, I will say what I liked. I was excited when the Astros won in 2017. It was fun. But I also, you know, I liked the players on that Astros team. This isn't a team that I like to cheer for. And not only do I not like to cheer for them, I don't think that the way that they play basketball is going to win a championship. So there's zero point in me investing anything emotionally into them. But there are people who do. Like, Jason Braddock clearly likes James Harden a lot.
Oh, God, yeah. He's got naked pictures on his wall of him.
Like, he makes fun of me for being a hater. That dude loves James Harden in an awkward, awkward way. Imagine your favorite player just quits in a game, in a playoff game, like James did against the Spurs, just quits. How long would it take you to forgive them? I don't know if I would, ever.
Well, you'd have to be emotionally involved in order to be mad enough to not forgive them. So
that is true.
Kind of messed up your argument there.
Well, but here's the thing. You know how many guys I can picture quitting in a game like that? One. Because that's the only time I've seen it that I know of.
Oh, I've seen it, but I've been around longer than you.
Okay.
But, no, I get that. Well, who do you think he loves more, Harden or Deshaun?
I heard a promo where he said that he would trade Deshaun for Trevor Lawrence. So really the question is, who does he love more, James Harden or Clemson football?
Yeah, I think
that's the real question.
I think there's a clear answer there. But no, I would be excited.
Let's face it, if Deshaun went to Alabama, Jason wouldn't think he's that good.
No.
He'd be just a guy.
Yeah, he'd be agreeing with your assessment of him.
Yeah.
It'd be a totally different thing. But I think, I mean, I have a mild emotional attachment. I wouldn't say, I don't get that emotional about anything anymore, much less sports.
When I met you, you did have a major emotional attachment to UH.
Yeah, and they spoiled that when they brought in Kendall Briles. I mean, I still go to games and I still support
you
the team.
You didn't at that point.
But I took a year off from them, yeah. And that changed my opinion of things. And, you know, I'm glad that they moved in a different direction, but I haven't been as passionate about it. The Maple Leafs, I had fun at the Roughnecks games. I wasn't going to lose any sleep if they lost.
Right.
But I had fun. But yeah, the problem is with the Leafs, they're like the Rockets, only not as good. It's like every year is supposed to be the year, and I know it's not going to be. And like the way they played the other night, I don't even have hope that they're going to win this series. And that's just, it sucks, but that's, you know, there's always next year. And
yeah, I'm not into that. There's always next year.
I mean, they change coaches. They've got as much talent as, I mean, they've got elite level talent. They're just not an elite team by any stretch. Does that remind you of anybody?
Do you think that if the Maple Leafs win, that it's going to be like a life-changing thing for you?
No.
Once it happens, you'll be excited for a day or two, and then you'll just be like, oh, well, wasn't what I'd waited my entire life
for.
Well,
I'll be excited, and then I'll go and buy a bunch of gear and, you know, wear it around, and that'll be about it. That's kind of like I did with the Astros. It was fun for a couple days.
It's never what people think it's going to be.
Yeah, well,
it's not like, I remember, like, when the Cubs finally won, they were like, and this is also who I never want to be. Cubs fan who's like, my dad waited his whole life for a Cubs World Series. He died 2 years ago, and I know he's watching from heaven. No, your dad became a Yankees fan after he died because he was like, F these stupid Cubs. And now he's just
there was
like,
no point in living for that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fun, but it's more fun for, you know, the hardcore fans who go to every game and watch every game. And I like to see those people rewarded.
I mean, I watch every game. I'm not looking for a reward.
Yeah, but you're not emotionally invested. That's the exact opposite of what I've just said.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't go and you don't wear J.J. Watt jerseys.
I don't.
You don't tailgate at Texans games with the... Hey,
I do sometimes tailgate at Texans games.
But you're not part of the Texans whatever, fill in the blank.
No, I'm not. I'm not a card-carrying member of any of those clubs, those gangs.
So, yeah. That's the people. You don't have A.J. the Texan in your name. Or Rockets Hoffman.
But that's a thought, now that you say it.
Or Astros Hoffman.
Yeah.
If you had one of those things, and there's a goal for the Leafs, by the way.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, are you getting emotionally involved?
I think that was Austin Matthews, too. Yeah. Would have been great for my fantasy team. Too bad I already won the title.
Oh, please. That's such an asterisk to win title.
It's a blitz on ESPN 97.5. We're no regular. We're no regular.
We're no regular. No one. At ESPN 97.5, we wear Boomer Naturals masks because they have three-layer nano silver protection. Order now at BoomerNaturals.com and use promo code ESPNHouston for 20% off. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. texter says, AJ, you giving a pass to LeBron for quitting in the finals versus the Mavs?
I mean, choking and losing is different than literally quitting. I don't think LeBron quit against the Mavs. I think James Harden quit in that game. And you know what? I mean, if you can forgive him, then God bless you.
Well, I'd have to go back and look. I don't even remember what happened in that series with LeBron. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't remember him quitting, but I don't know.
I mean, I will say that that's certainly a black eye on LeBron's resume, is choking away that series and losing to that team. Certainly.
Somebody wants to know what I think of Rock buying the XFL. We spent quite a bit of time on that yesterday. So, I don't remember what time, but you can hit the podcast on that. Although... And one other thing I want to say about fans is, really, it's championships like this. They're not for old people. They're for younger people. They're for kids. They're for college people, stuff like that. Like, and that's
so sports aren't for me anymore?
No, sports are for you to bet on.
Okay.
But if you don't have an emotional tie, then, you know, it's more common to have an emotional tie when you're younger. Don't you think?
I think so, yeah.
Because I certainly did.
I did, too. When the Rockets first won their championships, oh, man, I was so excited. Yeah. I mean, that was a big deal for me, and I loved that Rockets team. But that, I think that's also been my biggest issue and why people think I'm a horrible sports fan, is because I don't really care about teams per se. I care about players that I like. So because I loved those Rockets with Hakeem, I don't feel like that obligates me to love the Rockets with James Harden, because I loved Hakeem. I don't love James Harden.
Well, I wouldn't call you a terrible fan. You're not a fan. You're not a sports fan. A fan is somebody who buys the jerseys and supports their teams.
I'm a really interested in sports guy.
Yeah. Well, I think you're basically a sports gambler at this point, because even you say you don't enjoy sports nearly as much. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. It makes for really good radio. But I wouldn't call you a fan. A fan is not, a fan is, and I don't even know if that's the right word. It's like Cowherd used to say, it's short for fanatic. You're not that.
Well,
enthusiast?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good word. Plus, it sounds sort of erudite, you know, makes him sound pretentious. I like that. I'm a sports enthusiast.
Yeah.
I like that. I like that.
I'm a sports watcher guy. But, I mean, I'll be honest. If it wasn't my job to come in here and talk sports regularly and, like, be into conversation all the time, I don't think I'd watch nearly as much sports as I do. If I didn't bet on sports and I didn't work in sports radio, I would bet my sports watching would go down about 80%.
I have times where I get tired of it. Even this weekend, where I just locked in and was switching around from Astros to hockey all day. And yeah, I've spent a lot of time covering baseball, and I like baseball, but I don't love baseball. I mean, I got excited when the Astros won, and I watched them because it's kind of my job, but I ain't watching Yankees Red Sox. Just don't care. I kind of feel the same way about the NBA. I watch the Rockets. I watch the Raptors. That's about it. And, you know, I keep up enough to do my job, but I don't love it. Like, Joel loves the NBA. Nick loves the NBA. Yeah. And that's good. Football, I love. Football, I don't care what it is, whether it's XFL or CFL or college or NFL. I love the game. And I don't necessarily, I mean, I may not love teams the way that hardcore fans do, which is why a lot of times when I'm writing about the Texans, I'll reach out to some hardcore fans to get their take on stuff, because I don't have that perspective, and it's always good to share that sometimes. And hockey, I love. Like, I'll watch football and hockey all the time. This is like right now, it's so cool that I get games all day. And if the NFL were like that, I would be thrilled to death. But I don't feel like I have to love everything to do this job. And, you know, I think it's I guess if I bet on baseball, maybe I'd like it more.
Yeah.
but
I actually like baseball, but I also, I don't know. I mean, I'm not the, I liked baseball more when I was like a root for this team guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And a lot of people get surprised. I don't like college basketball. I don't like to watch college basketball. I watch more college basketball literally than anyone I know. And I don't enjoy it. It's not fun for me. It's a job.
Yeah. I've gotten to where, like, now that UH is good again, I watch all their games. Of course, they won't be playing this year or next or ever again, probably. But, hey. But, yeah, I've been enjoying watching them. And from that, I've started watching other teams, too. Like, I watched a lot of that Tech team that made the run to the finals and, you know, watch UT and stuff like that. So I've gotten more into, but more just in interest of teams around here, A&M, because we had Coach on every week. So I'd start paying a lot more attention to them. So I guess I probably, okay, this, I've just had a revelation. I think I like college basketball better than the NBA.
I probably like,
because I can find more people to root for. Like, I obviously I'll root for UH, but Coach Williams on here, it's kind of fun to keep up with the Aggies now. And, you know, I like college basketball more than the NBA.
That's probably fair. I will say, I mean, the NBA's it's a better game.
Oh, absolutely. It doesn't mean I don't enjoy some like watching Giannis, and I enjoy watching LeBron and Anthony Davis play together. But if I miss a game, it's not going to break my heart. So,
my phone has been blowing up.
Oh, really? What'd you do?
I don't know. Oh, Eric Sandler sent me an app to record phone calls. Got salespeople asking me questions.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. I know I'll do something stupid, and she'll have something mean to
say, and I've already done my... This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Phillip says sports is too political now. I need my sports to be neutral. Everything's political. It's just, that's the world we live in. I want to change that, but, you know, I'm not going to get elected. Not going to happen.
You're unelectable. I've always said that about you.
Yeah, I'm on a lot of things.
Yeah.
You know, but John says, my only regret is I don't have a Falcons Ron Mexico jersey. We were talking on Twitch a little bit about gear and what gear we have. And like, I don't have any jerseys, but I have a lot of the team that I have the most gear for is the Maple Leafs. So as I wear a Maple Leafs hat.
Maple
today.
Leafs more than Roughnecks?
It's Maple Leafs, UH.
Because you went hard on the Roughnecks when...
I think I have, and when I say I have a lot, like I have maybe 8 Maple Leafs hoodies, hats, shirt. Well, I have a lot of Maple Leafs hats. I actually have like 5 of those. But I have a 2 Roughnecks hoodies and a shirt, so I'm only, and a hat.
Okay.
So I've got 4 Roughnecks things. So I still have more UH. So it's Toronto, UH, Roughnecks, and then probably Texans, because I have a couple of Texan shirts. But, I mean, I've had them for a long time.
I have the Texans shirts that they bring us when they win an AFC South championship, and that's it.
I don't know if I still have that, because I go through, and I'm actually coming up on that this weekend is going to be my go through and get rid of a bunch of old clothes and take them to, you know, give them away.
Yeah.
So a lot of my Texans stuff will be going, because most of it's stuff I've had forever.
Well, and I mean, plus when you've got one division championship t-shirt, do you really need one from the next year too?
Or I don't know. Before? I was thinking maybe
every time they win a division championship, you throw out the old division champion shirt, right?
I was thinking of like using them as art on my wall and having like division champion, every single one of them covering an entire wall.
And that'll prove to you how good they are. Look how many division championships here.
Yeah. You suck too. Julian says, Fred, thanks for the 7 in race 3 earlier. Glad you hit it, buddy. I like when I give out winners. I don't tweet out a lot of horse races. So when I do, I usually feel pretty good about it. That's just a, like, I've done maybe 4 in the last 2 weeks. And 3 winners and one that ran third at like 30-1. So just if you see it on Twitter, it's probably something I'm going to be investing.
You're saying it's gold.
Yeah, not always. I mean, I said not to go too hard on it, but yeah. So he says make a quilt out of your shirt. You could do that. You can make a whole quilt out of Texans division title shirts. Oh, boy. 713.
Where would you put that quilt?
You know what?
You can't, like, leave it out.
You know what I'd do? I'd make a dog bed out of it.
Embarrassing.
It's like, here, Dynamo, sleep on these division titles like we do. Oh, boy. Yeah. Lamont said, I think COVID pretty much sealed the deal for AJ with sports about something he already knew. He's probably already kind of out on sports as a must, but COVID shutdown was the nail. I think it made, from my perspective, I realized how little I need those things in my life. I mean, they're nice to have.
Yeah.
But again, this goes back to our conversation from months ago. If we don't have football, that's a different animal. And right now, I mean, I love hockey, so I'm really loving this, and I'm enjoying the Rockets. I especially with the Osuna news today, which we haven't even gotten to.
No. I'm excited about that news.
Yeah, well, not excited. Roberto Osuna, dead. Tommy John.
Yeah.
It looks like. So
the hits keep coming, right?
Yeah.
For the old Strohs.
So it's hard for me to think that this team can do anything this year. And plus, I like the first couple nights I was excited, and then I was like, okay. This is 4 hours of crap for the most part.
Yeah. Yeah, I honestly, once, and again, the Astros, probably this iteration of the Astros, I like more than most. Like, I wasn't going to, that's the other thing. I refuse to waste my time cheering for a team when they suck. So I would not be like, oh, I love watching the Astros play when I knew they were going to lose, 100 games. I it's hard to get like, yeah, I can't wait to get home and flip on the special cable channel that I've got to pay extra for just so I can watch the Astros lose. But they have a bunch of players that are likable players. They're a fun team to watch.
I think they were likable. I don't know how likable they are now.
I mean, yeah, that's fair. I'll say this. I like Jose Altuve. He's a cheater. Okay. Guess what? I like Barry Bonds too. I like Roger Clemens. I don't care.
Well, I do too. But I like Correa. I like McCullers.
I don't like Correa. Correa seems like such a whiny putz to me.
I don't know. He's been in,
anyone who lets his woman run his life like that.
Well, that's a negative. I'll take a point off for that. But he also, and I actually did this, the 5 most likable athletes in Houston sports a couple of weeks ago was my column, and he was on the list because.
Really?
Yeah, he was the only guy who was honest after the cheating thing. Oof. And oh, by the way, he does a ton of stuff in the community that and in Puerto Rico and stuff like that. I mean, I like him, man. I got no beef with Carlos Correa.
Okay, yeah, we differ on that. I like Altuve a lot. I think George Springer is like the most likable guy.
Springer's on the list too.
It's hard to have any hate for that dude other than. What's he got, like 3 hits this season and 2 of them are bombs?
Yeah, he'll come around.
But I love Justin Verlander. I want that team to do well. And when they did win, when they had even last year's team, I enjoyed them. But so I guess if I were cheering for anybody in this town to win a championship, it'd be the Astros. But then Verlander gets hurt, and instantly I'm like, oh, well, now they don't have a chance to win a World Series. What am I going to do wasting my time, like, sending positive vibes up into the magic sky, the sports gods, to say, come on, guys, let these Astros get it done. I just say, well, if Justin Verlander's not pitching on this team, they're probably not winning. So that's that. Now I'll just watch them only to talk about them on the air. I've got no other reason to watch them. But the Rockets, I don't like their players. I don't like the players on the Rockets. I don't like Mike D'Antoni. Mike D'Antoni seems like a fine guy. My D'Antoni's he's an also ran.
He's a standalone mustache guy. I can't.
The Rockets have more guys who have regular season accolades with nothing to show for it in the postseason. They're the number one team when it comes to that. And then the Texans. There's plenty of players on the Texans I find unlikable, but Bill O'Brien just trumps everything. Like I can't cheer for that team. I can't invest any emotion into that team as long as that dude's around, just because it's a waste.
I'm doing the whole, I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt that he's actually...
What a dope.
Yeah,
you're an idiot for that.
I'm
going to give Bill O'Brien...
Because if I can't have some kind of hope that this guy can change what he's doing, then there's no reason to even watch the team this year.
That's why we're so different.
I can't have that. I got to watch the team. Mainly because it's my job, but also because I need to have some kind of interest. So, but getting back to the Astros, they've got some guys that I root for, but there's a lot fewer of them than there was when they won the title. Like, and there's some turds on that team now, and I'm not so, I'm not so sure about Jim Crane either, to be perfectly honest with you. And, but there's still. I mean, I'd love for him to win again. I'd love for him to drop a big. Bleep you on everybody, but right now I'm just not that into him. So when I says Coach O is still coming on, that's the plan.
That is the plan.
So do I introduce him as the star of the Blind Side, or
no? I think you could just say head coach of the LSU Tigers,
the national champion.
That's right,
LSU Tigers. Let's make sure we get this right. So, oh boy, 713-780-ESPN.
Now there's a debate on Twitch about. If Bregman is a likable guy, and you know what, Bregman does a lot of good things. He does a lot of good things in the community. I like those things about Bregman. I also think I think Alex Bregman's a giant tool, and I don't like the character. He's like he's a frat bro. But I mean, everybody's got a tolerance for what they like. I don't like guys who like come at people on social media for saying that they didn't play well that night. Okay, if that's you, that's you. That's cool.
He never forgave you for saying you should trade him for Chris Sale.
No, he didn't, and that's okay. I'll never forgive him either.
Yeah, and
for deleting the tweets that he sent to me. His angry, whiny tweets, and then he probably realized, like, oh, I look like such a douche, and then he deleted it. I guess you got to give him credit for that.
All right, quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.